We're picking up from the Mishnah on Daf Hey Amud Aleph, 7 lines down from the top. The Mishnah begins, Ad Masai Sholim Esagashamim, until when in the year do we ask for rain? For how long do we include the phrase V'sein Tal Umatar in our Shmona Esrei? Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says Ad Shiavo HaPesach, until Pesach passes, meaning throughout Pesach we say V'sein Tal Umatar, then we stop. As we learned earlier on Daf Dalet Amud Beis, this is only one version of Yehuda. Another version of Yehuda says that we only say it up until Pesach, not through Pesach. Rameir says, Ad Shi'etzi Nisan, until Nisan passes, meaning we say it throughout the month of Nisan. Shinamar, as the Pasuk says, Vayor Lachem Geshem, Mora Umalkosh Barishon, that the rain fell, the Mora, the early rain, Umalkosh, and the late rain, Barishon, in the first month, meaning in Nisan. So you see that it is normal and it's a good thing for it to rain in Nisan, therefore Rameir says we say it throughout the month of Nisan. The Gemara begins, Amar le Rav Nachman le Rav Yitzchak. Rav Nachman said to Rav Yitzchak, Yora ben Nisan, is it true that the Yora falls in Nisan as the Pasuk implies that the Mishnah quoted? Yora ben Mar Cheshvan, who the first rain, Yora, is supposed to fall in Mar Cheshvan, in the beginning of the winter. Tisani, as we learned in Abraisa, Yora b'mar cheshvan u'malkosh b'nisan, that Yora, the first rain, is in Mar Cheshvan, the beginning of winter. U'malkosh b'nisan, the last rain, is in Nisan, and then it becomes a summer, doesn't rain. So how does the Pasuk say that both the Yora and the Malkosh fall in Nisan? Amrle, Rav Yitzchak said back to Rav Nachman, Hachim Rav Yochanan, this is Rav Yochanan said, B'yemei Yoel ben Pesuel Niskayim Mikrazet, this Pasuk was fulfilled in the days of the Navi of Yoel. That's not normally what happens, but it was a one-time occurrence in the days of Yoel. Dechsivbe, because it says that in the times of Yoel there was a great famine, and it did not rain, and Yeser HaGezem Achol Ha'arbeth, and there was no crop, and whatever was left over from the Gezem locust, a certain type of locust, Achol Ha'arbeth, the other locust, ate it. They had no food. Oso Shana, in that year, Yatsa Adar v'lo yardu geshamim, Adar had passed and it still had not rained at all yet the entire winter. And then, Yarda Lahem Revia Rishona be'echad b'Nisan, and then the first rain fell on the first of Nisan. Amar Lahem Navi Lisrael, so the Navi Yoel said to Klal Yisrael, Tzu'uzuru, go out and plant your seeds because the produce will grow. Amrulo, they told him, the people, Mishieshel Kavchitim, if someone has a certain measure of wheat, O Kabin Soren, or a couple measures of barley, Yochlana V'yichya, he can eat it and live. O Yizra'enu V'yamus, or he can plant it and die, because if he plants the wheat or the barley, he'll have nothing to eat and he'll die. You really want us to plant it? Amrulahem, he told them, Afel Pikein, nevertheless, Tzu V'ziru, go out and plant it, even if you won't have anything else to eat. So they did, and Nasa Lahem Nes, a miracle occurred, B'niskal Lahem, and it was revealed to them, Mashabuk Solim, the different kernels of wheat and barley that were hidden in the walls, U'mashabuk Ha'ureis, Nemalim, were in ant holes in the ground. And miraculously, they found enough wheat and flour and barley to eat. Yatsu Bizarre, they went out and planted, Shani Ushlish Yervi, they went and planted more on the second day of Nisan, the third and fourth day of Nisan, Vayard Elohim Ravi Yashniyah, then the second rain fell, Bechamisha Benisan, on the fifth of Nisan. And then, Hikrivu Omer, they offered the Omer offering, which is a barley offering, from the first grain, the first produce of that year, Beshisha Asar Benisan, on the 16th of Nisan. Nimseis, it comes out, Tvula HaGedela B'shisha Chadashim, grain which normally grows in 6 months throughout the winter, Gedela B'chadashar Yom, grew in 11 days from the 5th day of Nisan when they stopped planting to the 16th of Nisan. Nimseis, it comes out that Omer HaKariv Mitvula Shisha Chadashim, that the Omer offering which is normally offered from grain which grew for 6 months, Karev Mitvula Shal HaChadashar Yom, was offered from grain that grew in a mere 11 days. Let's see Rashi on that part of the Gemara. Rashi says, Amar le Rav Nachman le Rav Yitzchak Yora ben Nisan, who is the Yora in Nisan, Dichsiv, as the Pasuk says, that the Mishnah quoted, V'yor lechem geshem mor umalkush berishon, that the Mora fell in the first month of Nisan, bitmia. The question is that, so is Yora in the first month? V'haba mar cheshvan, who is in mar cheshvan, kidesan, as we learned in Reis l'kaman later on, we'll see it quoted again in the Gemara, u'besifri, who, and it comes from the Medrash Sifri. Yora umalkush mefarsh l'kaman, the Gemara will later on exactly explain what is this early and late rain, what is the Yora, what is the malkush. Amar le Rav Yitzchak said back to Rav Nachman, v'adei b'mar cheshvan, who, yes, certainly that normally the first rain is in mar cheshvan, u'mikro zeh b'mei Yoel ben Pesuel niskayim, but this pasuk was fulfilled in the days of Yoel. Sheyora malkush hayi b'rishon al yidei neis, that miraculously the Yora and malkush, both the early and the late rain, were both in the first month of Nisan. Shehaya ra'av shavah shanim, there's a famine for 7 years, dichsiv, as the pasuk says, ki kara Hashem l'ra'av, Hashem called out, decree that there be a famine, v'gamba el arz, and indeed it would come to the land, sheva shanim, for 7 years, uksiv, and it says, yesra gezim achal arba, that was whatever was left over from the gezim locust, the arba locust ate. Hachi garcinon, this is the correct version of the Gemara, yatsa adar v'lo yardu g'shamim, that's our version, that adar left and they still had not received any rain, v'lo zara, and they did not plant because there's no rain, and they had to store whatever they had to eat. Rov adar lo garcinon, the majority of adar, that is not the correct girsa. Revia rishona, the first rain, haschas g'shamim, the beginning of the rain, al kaimon, later on, mefarish, the Gemara will explain, revia, that's called revia shemarbia sa'aretz, because the rain comes down and, so to speak, impregnates the ground. Oh, Yisra and Oviyamos, they told the Navi, we can eat it, or we can plant it and die. Barav and famine, kodum shetigal hatzvu chalasha, before the new grain grows, shol yalo ma'ayochal, they would have nothing to eat if they would plant the grain that they had. So, nasal hamnes, a miracle occurred, behainu dechsev, and this is what the pasuk says, v'shilamti lachem es hashanim asher achal ha'arba, that Hashem paid us back for the years in which the locusts came, and there was no food. Hashem made a miracle and had them find food hidden away. It was revealed to them the grain that was in the ant holes and in the walls, that the mice had stored away. They went out and planted. They planted what they had, and they ate the new stuff that they had found. Shani on the second day, Benisami on the second day of Nisan, Ushlishi Revi on the third and fourth of Nisan, they continued to plant, Umashimatsu Achla, whatever they had found in the walls, they ate Alacha Shazaru, and after they finished planting, Yardu Lahem Gosham, the rain fell on the fifth, Behebe Nisan, on the fifth day of Nisan. Vekrivi Omer Betazai Benisan, and they offered the Omer on the 16th of Nisan, Meosu Tufa Chadasha from that new grain. Hagadela Vashisha Chadasha, what normally grows in 6 months, Mitishri, about Nisan, from Tishri to Nisan, the Yoda Althiel grew in 11 days, Mechamisha Benisan, Ad Tazai Benisan. Tezayimbo, from the 5th to the 16th of Nisan. Okay, back to the Gemara. So the Gemara continues discussing this year of famine and this miraculous year when everything was planted and grew in Nisan. So the Gemara continues, middle of the line, Val Oso Adorim, regarding that generation. Omer, the Pasuk says, Hazorim Bedima, that they planted with tears, because when they planted they had no food. Barina Iksor, but they reaped and harvest with great joy because miraculously all this grain grew. Pasuk continues, Halach yelechu v'acho, they walked along crying, Nosei Mesha Chazara, but then they carried the burden of all of the seed that grew. My Halach yelechu v'acho, Nosei Mesha Chagomar, what does it mean that they walked crying but then they carried all of the seed? So it's not referring, as Rashi will say, to the people, because the people was the previous phrase, Hazorim Bedima. So Amar Vihuda, what is the second phrase referring to? Shork Shuchorish, the ox, when he was plowing, Holy Chaboch, as he was going and making the furrow, he would be crying because he knew that there's no food for him to eat. Ubachazira so, but when he was returning down the same furrow, Ochel Chazis Menatelim, he would already be eating the little sprout that was already immediately sprouting out from the furrow. Vizehu Bo Yavo Barina, that when the shore was coming back, it was returning with joy. My no selumosov, what does it mean that he carried its sheaves and whatever that grew. Rav Chista v'amri la, Rav Chista said, and some said, Masnisa tana, that it was in a braisa, that in that miraculous year, kana zeres shibolas zrasim, that the wheat that grew, the kana, the stalk, which is unedible, was a zeres, which was the measure from the thumb to the pinky when they're spread out, and but the shibolas, the top, the head of the stalk that has the grain, where all the food and edible parts are, was rasim, was twice as long, was two zereses. And that was a miracle, because normally the stalk is much bigger and there's much less edible part, but in that miraculous year, the head of the stalk was much bigger. Continuing, Amrali Rav Nachman and Rav Yitzchak, this is going to be another discussion between Rav Nachman and Rav Yitzchak. This will also have to do with that, those 7 years of famine. And the Gemara is going to continue as we will go on with more discussions, not necessarily related, but more discussions between Rav Nachman and Rav Yitzchak. So, again, Rav Nachman said to Rav Yitzchak, what does the pasuk mean when it says, Ki kara Hashem l'rab, that Hashem called out that there would be a famine, then gamba el ha'aretz, and it came to the earth, sheva shanim, for 7 years. So, b'hanach sheva shanim, during those 7 years, my ochel, what do they eat? Amrle, he told him, hachi am Rav Yochanan, this is Rav Yochanan said, again, Rav Yitzchak quotes Rav Yochanan to answer Rav Nachman's question. Shana Rishona Achlu Mashe Babatim, the first year they ate what they had stored in their homes. Shnia Achlu Mashe Basados, the second year they ate what was left out in the fields. Shlishi Basar Behemah, the third year they had to eat their animals, their kosher animals, Tahora, Basar Behemah Tahora, kosher animals. Revias, the fourth year, Basar Behemah Tmea, they had to eat not kosher animals because they had no food. Chamishas, in the fifth year, Basar Shkatz and Rasim, they ate the flesh of creepy crawling things, of insects and rodents and so forth. Shishis, the sixth year, Basar b'nehem u'b'nosehem, they had to eat the flesh of their children. Shaviyas, and the seventh year, Basar z'rosehem, they ate the flesh of their own arms. The Kaim HaShinemar, this was to fulfill the pasuk that said, Ish basar z'ro yochlu, that each man will eat the flesh of his arm. Let's see Rashi on that. Rashi, the first white line, Hazarim b'dima barina yikseru, those that plant with tears will reap with joy. Shilhay lehem alechol, they were crying when they planted because they had nothing to eat. May halach yilchu v'chol, what does it mean that they went along crying? Im lebnei adam, if it's referring to people, for an hour, the pasuk already said, hazorim b'dima, they planted in tears. So what's this repeated phrase that they were crying? Right, already says, hazorim b'dima v'rina yikseru, referring to the people. El ala shor, custom over. The second phrase must be referring to the ox itself. Balicha, so when it was walking along, Lachrosha told him to plow the furrow, shore was crying because it had no food. Badu b'chazira, so ochel chaziz, but when it was returning down the same furrow, there was already a sprout sprouting out from the ground. Shachas, the growth, minatalim, from the furrow, shazar balicha, son, that he planted when he was walking along the ox. Shekeshu Zoreya, when he would plant it, miyad maschelas ligadol, immediately it began to grow and began to sprout. So already along, when the ox is just returning down the same line, he had something to eat. My boy of Obrina no Salumosa, what does it mean that they came in joy carrying the sheaves of all the grain that grew? Imi Pneha Tzufis, because of the grain sheesh lahem lechol, that now they have something to eat. Harik Far Amr, the Pasuk already said, Brina Yuxo, they rejoiced in their harvest. So what is this extra phrase going to teach you? It's going to teach you that Shibolas Rasim, that the head of the stalk with all the kernels and the grain, the edible part, was twice as big as the stalk itself. Zonis Gadol, this was a great miracle. Mashen Kin Derech Kol Tua, because that's not the normal way of grain. Shakana Pishlosha V'Arba V'Shibolas, normally the kana, the stalk, the inedible part, is three or four times the edible part. And that year, the top head of the stalk, which is edible, was twice as big. It was the other way around. The head was twice as big as the stalk itself. Kikar Hashem L'Rav, Hashem had called out and declared that there would be a famine. V'mei Yehoram ben Achav Nemar, that pasuk was originally said, the prophecy was originally said in the days of the king of Yehoram. It was in fact said by Elisha, the Navi Elisha. So what did they eat during those years? Mashi Basado, so eventually they had to eat what was in the field. Svichim, just the sproutings and the random growth that wasn't planted. Umash Nishtar Basados, and also things that were just left out in the fields. Then eventually, Achlu Basar B'Nehem, they ate the flesh of their children. Rashi says, Miksasim, some of the people did it. but not necessarily everyone. Not everyone ate the flesh of their children, and that's how bad it became. Okay, returning to the Gemara. Va'amar le Rav Nachman le Rav Yitzchak. Again, another conversation. Rav Nachman said to Rav Yitzchak, he asked him, "My dichsev, what does the pasuk mean when it says Bikir b'cha kadosh, that in your midst there is holiness, v'lo avo b'ir, and I will not come into your city?" That's what Hashem says. So he asked him, that pasuk doesn't make any sense. Mishum de Bikir b'cha kadosh, since there's holiness in your midst, v'lo avo b'ir, that's the reason why Hashem won't come into the city. Opposite, if it's holy, then Hashem should come. Amr lei, hachim Rav Yochanan. Again, Rav Yitzchak answered, quoting a statement of Rav Yochanan. Hachim Rav Yochanan, is Rav Yochanan said, Amr Kadosh Baruch Hu, Rav Kadosh Baruch Hu said, Lo avo b'Yushalayim shamal, I will not come to the heavenly Yushalayim, the Yushalayim in the heavens, ad sh'avo l'Yushalayim shamata, until I come to the Yushalayim below. So it means, until there's holiness in your midst, until I come to the lower Yushalayim, only then will I go to the higher Yushalayim. So the Gemara says, asks, Umi Iko Yushalayim Lamala, is there really such a thing as the heavenly Yushalayim? Where do you see that? The Gemara says, and yes, there is such Yushalayim Dichsiv, because the Pasuk says, Yushalayim HaBenuya, Yushalayim is built up, Ki'ir Shechubra Lo Yachtav, like the city that is connected to it together. V'amar Rav Nachman Rav Yitzchak, we'll stop there. And so what is this other city that Yushalayim is connected to and compared to? It must be that there's another Yushalayim, Yushalayim in the heavens. Let's see Rashi on this piece of the Gemara. Mishum de Bekir b'cha kadosh, because there's holiness in your midst, shatamitiv masecha, that you have such good actions, lo yava kadosh baruch hu b'ir, for that reason Hashem won't come into the city. That doesn't make any sense. The opposite should be true. Rather, what does it mean? Lo avo b'Yushalayim, I will not go to the heavenly Yushalayim until I come into the lower Yushalayim. V'hachi kamar ad shi bekir b'cha kadosh lamata, until there is holiness in your midst, until you act properly, and Hashem dwells in the lower Yushalayim, the high Yushalayim, which is Yushalayim, that's where Hashem will dwell. Lo avo b'Yir shalamala, only then, once I'm in Yushalayim shalamata, only then will I go to Yushalayim shalamala. But until then, I will not go into the heavenly Yushalayim. Now, where do we find there is a heavenly Yushalayim? Yushalayim HaBenuya, Kir Shechubra Lo Yachdav. What does that mean? Yushalayim Shalamata, that the lower Yushalayim, the earthly Yushalayim, Tehei Benuya, should be built up, Kir Shechubra Lo, like the city which is connected to it. Meaning what? Shehi Kiyotze Ba Chaverta V'dugmasa, which is like it, its partner, its example. Mechlau, that implies the Iku Yushalayim Achrisa, that there's another Yushalayim which is like our Yushalayim, which is parallel to our Yushalayim. The Heichan, and where is this other Yushalayim? Imlo Lamala, if it is not above in the heavens. So that's where you see that there's a heavenly Yushalayim that corresponds to our Yushalayim. Return to the Argamar of Amar Rav Nachman Rav Yitzchak. Again, Rav Nachman one time said Rav Yitzchak, what does the pasuk mean when it says Uva achas yivaru vikaslu musar habalim eitzu? Simple reading of the pasuk means that as one, all together, meaning everyone together, yivaru, they're all foolish, vikaslu, they're stupid, musar habalim, it's musar, chastisement of habalim, of nothingness, of vanities, eitzu, it is wood. The simple way the pasuk seems to be saying that the Navi was complaining that the people are just like a block of wood. They're just not thinking, and they don't accept the Musar of the Navi. But Rav Nachman Yitzchak says, what does the pasuk mean? Amar lei hachem Rav Yochanan, this is what Rav Yochanan explained it. Achas hi, there is one Avera, Shemeva'eres Rishayim B'Gehenim, that burns and causes the Rishayim to burn, the wicked people in Gehenim, in hell. Mahi, and what is that one sin? Avodah Zarah? Idol worship. How do I know that? Ksiv Hacha says here, Musar Havalim Eitzu, Musar of vanities, it is wood. Ksiv Hacha, when it says over there regarding Avodah Zarah, it also uses the word Hevel. Hevel Hema, it is vanity, Maisa Tatum, foolish actions. That Avodah Zarah is just foolishness and vanities and nothingness. So we see that Avodah Zarah is also called Hevel, and that's what the one sin that causes Rishayim to burn. Let's see Rashi on that. Ubaachas yivaru vikaslu musar havalim eitzu. Ilav gzera shava, if it were not be because of this gzera shava, this connection, which explains the pasuk as referring to avodah zara, hayamash would imply atumim ke'eitz, that the people are just blocked up and just non-responsive, like eitz, like a block of wood. Lakabel musar, in terms of accepting musar. Leshav hayulokin, and they would be. They were being hit, and Hashem was striking them, punishing them, and giving them Musar for nothing, because they just can't respond. So we say, rather, what does the pasuk mean? Ba'achas, with one, ba'achas aver, with one sin, shehein osin, that they do, yisbaru haksilim rishayim, the fools. So the pasuk refers to the foolish ones, but that means the rishayim, the wicked, they will burn. They will burn for one sin. And again, that one sin is avodah zara. Returning to the Gemara, Bar Amar Nachman Rav Yitzchak, again Rav Nachman said to Rav Yitzchak, Ma'ad Yichsev, what does the pasuk mean when it says, Ki shtayim ra'us asa imi? That Hashem complains, my people did two bad things. So where it says, Tartan hu, was it only two? They only did two bad things. Tahavu was only two. Esrin v'arba shvika lehu. The Navi is leaving all 24 sins. We'll see how Rashi explains that. Actually, let's see Rashi now. What does it mean, 24 sins? We'll ask Rashi on the Amud. Esrin v'arba shvika lehu bitmiya. This is the question. The Navi left 24 and forgot about all 24 sins. Why does he only say two? There's 24 sins. What does it mean? Parshas hatishbot. In that parsha, in the Navi Yechezkel, Chavdel Averu Shavru, the Navi Yechezkel lists the 24 sins that the Jews committed. So why does the Navi only say two? There are really 24 sins. Lishna Achrino, or another explanation, Shavru Chavdel Tzvarim, that the 24 means not 24 sins, but refers to the 24 books of Tanakh, that Kal Yisrael violated all of Tanakh. Why does it only make it sound like they violated two sins? So Amar Leh, again, Yitzchak responded to Rav Nachman, Hachim Rav Yochanan, this is where Rav Yochanan said to explain the pasuk. That they committed one sin which is equal and as significant as two. What does that mean? Which sin is that? Avodah Zarah, again, of idol worship. What does that mean, that it's a sin that's as bad as two? Dichsiv, as the pasuk says, Kishtayim ra'us asa imi, that Klal Yisrael did two bad things. Osi azvu, they left me, Makor Mayim Chaim, the source of living water. The Klal Yisrael left HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Lachsof Lahem Be'eros Be'eros Nishbarim, to dig for themselves broken wells. That they left HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who's the source of all life, and went to Avodah Zarah, which are just broken wells. Uksivuhu, and it also says there, Ki Avru Iye Kitim Uru, go to the islands of Kitim and see there. The Kedar Shilchu Vispanu Ma'od, go send to Kedar, another foreign country, and look into it carefully. Hahemir Goy Elokim, does another nation trade in their god for another god? Vehemalo Elokim, and their god is not even a real god. And yet, Va'ami, my nation, Hemir Kvodo, trades in their glory, its glory, blow yoel, for something which is just pointless and has no power. Other nations, they don't even have a real god, they have a fake god, and yet they don't trade in their god, they're faithful. And Klal Yisrael, who has a true god, are not faithful. Tana, we learned in a brayso, Kusim Ovdim Laish, that the Kusim worshipped fire, the Kedarim Ovdim Lamayim, the Kedarim worshipped water. Vafi Sheyodim Shamayim Mechabedes Laish, even though they know that water destroys fire, so it's kind of ridiculous to worship fire, and yet Lohimiru Eloheihem, they did not trade in their gods. Vami, and yet my nation, Hamir Kvodi Velo Yoel, they traded in my glory for something which is pointless and has no power. Rashi, Sheshkula Kishtayim, that again, Avodah Zarah is as bad as two. What does that mean? Shtayim de Kusim the Kedarim, that it's worse than the two nations, Kusim and Kedarim. Kedimifarish, as the Gemara explains, Shehereu Mishneim, that they are worse than both of them. So that's what it means, that the sin of Avodah Zarah is as bad as two, because we are worse than both of the nations, both the Kitim and the Kedarim. that what? Lo hevinu mehem, that Klal Yisrael did not learn the lesson from them, the kudusim v'kedar from them, from those nations, that what? Af pisha yirasam p'chusa, even though their God is lowly, is not worth anything, yet lo ratzu lahamir, the other nations didn't want to trade in their God. V'ami, and yet my nation, hemiro ba'acher. My nation traded in their God for another God, v'lo'od ela b'lo'yo'el. They traded in for something which doesn't even work. And that is why Avodah Zarah was so horrible, and that's what the Navi means when it's Kishtayim, that it was worse than, they did not learn the lesson from either nation of Kusam and Kedarim, and they are worse than both of these nations.